He says here, Victor Miller goes on in this particular shmooze, and he speaks about a nargan, a complainer. He says, this mid of the baite, kimatkro is cherev, this person whose baite, whose expressions are swords, is most defined by the nargan, the complainer. And he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, which is the Sharm Pergim, this one of Victor Miller, which is Shai Chuvra, Rabbeinu Yain, and Shar Shlishi is Meirchan. He brings the following pasuk. It's in Mishlei Yud Ches, and it says, Divrei Nirgan, the words of the complainer, Nirgan's a complainer, is a horrible midah of a complainer. Kimis Halmim, the Rabbeinu Yain Uptash, it's like hits. The words of a complainer are like patches. They go into the insides of people. Now, Rabbeinu Yain explains the complainer as one who complains, he's always a victim. He's always complaining people hurt him. He explains as follows. He's always complaining. He's always good at finding complaints against people. He always has time as Yedain and does wrong to him. Everybody hurts him. He's good. He's gewaltig at finding fault at people. Al maisav on the guy's actions, al dvara of the guy's words. His friend's going normal. The loizara loved David. The person didn't do anything wrong. The yadin called Dover l'chayyav, but this person knows how to twist everything. Everybody's doing bad zachim. Called a nirgun. He has a talent. He's able to find in everybody that doing bad zachim. So he's inventing complaints. Because shkaga is yasim l'zadin. Every mistake anybody makes is on purpose. He does that. He has a tendency to do that. A guy made an innocent mistake, but this the nirgun has the ability. His words are swords. He has the ability to stab away. V'neyitein atzmai k'may ashik v'holam. He always plays himself, he's always being hurt. His whole life thing, he's always a victim. I picture it like the football coach. There are people whose whole life, they thrive on this. I always say there's certain football coaches, sports coaches, football and basketball is the most goes after the psych. Baseball, if you're calm, you do perform better. In football and basketball, you psych up the team. It's that coaches, whose whole trick it is, you're always the underdog. We ain't getting no respect. So you teach the team to always say we don't get respect. Respect, like, they ain't respecting us. You won 3 Super Bowls, they don't respect. Nobody respects. What do you mean for? Nobody respects. Who respects? They don't write. It's just like chalaimus, but they thrive. The coaches, whose whole thing is to teach the team you don't get no respect. And they fire up the players there. They're people whose whole lives are like that. They're near Gunim. They have this midah of complainers, and their whole lives are getting no respect. They're victim like their whole life, and everybody's doing wrong around them. Everybody's evil. They're always an ashuk. They're always a victim. Kilu kav the chatz averlof. Their friend's sins are so hard to bear. Like everybody around them is so bad and evil. Hu amakev aholim. Yeah, this person is an attacker because his words go into chajuvatim, into the intestines. Believe it or not, the Shai Chuv Ben Yaina says is one of the chalakim of Lashon Hara. Ben Yaina says it's called Lashon Hara. He says there's 6 parts of Lashon Hara. This is probably the least famous. Does the Chavetz Chaim bring this, Yaakov? Probably the least famous. He says this is a chalak of Lashon Hara. It's called 6 levels of Lashon Hara. This is probably the least famous. He says also, he brings up another pasuk in Mishlei, that a nirgun mafrid aluf. He separates friendships. Aluf's a friend, and he kicks away friends. He loses friends because nobody can bear friendship with him. And he says the need of a nirgun is a kafri type. He doesn't appreciate good that's done to him. He always thinks, instead of, even when you do good to him, he thinks he did bad to him. Gam yachshevel l'ra v'yashev ra tachas toiva. Rav Victor Miller is kailal. This is what the Rabbeinu Yain is. Victor Miller is kind of the complainer, the one who always complains about weather. He says it's too cold, it's too hot. He says that's also mechalal nirgan. If you do it against people, do it against Hashem also. He says it's a chelik. He calls it lashon hara, Rabbi Victor Miller, and it's a midah ra'ad mo'id and mafrid aluf. Aluf could also mean Hashem. Hashem's called the ultimate psukim. That Hashem's called the aluf. Aluf also means a ruler. Hashem's called an aluf. It also takes, it's mafrid aluf. He wants to translate this pasuk initially, that nirgun, the complainer, mafrid, rachmatan, separates Hashem. He complains everything Hashem, that everything's negative. Rabbi Bimler in this Vad says a lush and optimist, to be optimistic. The great chayiv to be an optimistic person. That's not a nice attribute. It's a chayiv. It's a chayiv. It's a midirah. It's a chayiv lashon hara, the nirgan. And it's the person, the pessimistic person, who's baitik and matkris chayiv. His words are like swords. But Victor Miller says a whole thought about a father. He's talking about the chayiv to bring an optimistic thing to a house. And complainers bring such a pessimism. I always sushtel the pasuk in the Torah. Victor Miller doesn't sushtel this, that Adam Arishon's kafri toiv about his wife Chava, Isha Nasata, and 1,000 years later, Hashem says when they build the tower, Hashem says, let me see what Ben HaAdam is doing, what the son of man is doing. And Rashi says, why is it Ben HaAdam, the son of man? Who else? Ben Behema? Hashem says, let me see what the son of man is doing. So Rashi says, this comes from Adam Arishon. This Mida goes into Kinderloch 1,000 years later. Adam Arishon had negativity, a kafri toiv, he complained, the wife that you gave me. 1,000 years later, his great-great-great-grandchildren, Hashem, who's Yodeya, who's Chayker Lev V'Nefesh, who knows each person's thoughts, Machshavis Adam, Hashem's Yodeya, Machshavis Adam, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, this comes all way back from Adam Rishon. We, the man, might not detect it, but Hashem says, Ben Adam, this negativity, this kafri toiv, this pessimism comes all the way back from Adam. He says, Ish and Asata, they're still kafri toiv, they didn't appreciate it. They were saved from the Mavol, and they attack Hashem. The same meat, the complainers, don't appreciate anything. This meat of Nirganus. And Victor Miller is speaking specifically about to a father, to a family, which is very, very true. This negativity that spreads in the Shvachas. You see pessimistic families, amazing. The Rosh Yeshiva once pointed out to me on a certain person that we knew the parent, the Rosh Yeshiva pointed out that the person's negative, Mamash learned it from family. This amazing midah of nirganus, this destructive, pessimistic, it's the ability Mamash to take people. You can take a whole mood, you can take a room full of people, and you can create such a pessimism over absolutely nothing. Ulai, that's the pshat. I always wonder, the big aveira, Tisha B'Av, is they cry the b'chir shel chinam. The Victor Miller doesn't say this. I don't blame everything on the Victor Miller. I thought maybe when I saw this shmuzi of Victor Miller, it bothered me always the terrible chet that you cry the b'chir shel chinam by the raglim, so l'doyre doyres, you're going to have a b'chiyos. It doesn't seem proportionate. I don't see the big aveiras. They cried a little bit. Okay, so it was a false sense of pessimism. Stay there. Doesn't seem so shrekish. Now you could tie this to lack of trust in Hashem. There's a lashon also, I'm sure that's true also, there's a lashon b'chir shel chinam, crying for nothing. I think there's also part of the midah, this midah of nirganus, of complaining, of negativity. Of this negativity, it's so catchy, and part of the shreklach of punishment, he calls it it's lashon hara, as Rabbi Yonah says, it's a chelik of lashon hara, and it's a negative mid of nirganus, of b'chiyah shalchinam, of a general pessimism. It's not stam like different personalities. This guy's pessimistic, this guy's optimistic, as if they're just legitimate personalities. He happens to be a pessimistic guy. People think like it's legit. They're gedolim, as if they're gedolim or pessimistic. Pessimistic, and I'm optimistic. The two types. Oh, it's interesting to note. Nirganus is Navera. Pessimism, Avigdor Miller, Rabbeinu Yoni can uptight you in different ways. Avigdor Miller is very, very clear. He calls it an English word pessimism. He writes it out in Hebrew. Pessimism is an Avera. It's a chelik lashon hara. It stabs people, it brings down the mood. I think as in chinuch, as parents, we'll all be Be'ez Hashem parents, as Be'ez Hashem, we'll all be mechanachim in one form or another, mechanachim. There's nothing that has, if you take a yeshiva, you take the menahel, or you take the leader of a yeshiva, there's pessimism. It's amazing how the whole mood gets, a Rebbe could take his class and the mood is just down. And if it's just a little optimism, the opposite of nirganus, if there's a little view of the lush, l'shoyin chacham l'marcha, the language of the wise that knows how to heal, the person tracks. Rav Victor Miller gives an eitz in this particular vad. He says that each person, he's talking to chashva yidin. It's clear in these vadim that he says him once in the vad that I'm talking to, he's talking to yidin, tremendous vadim madrega, but he advises them before they ever walk into the home to sit outside for a second. It's cold weather, it's in a and think how you're going to say uplifting words. He says that it's the job. He brings from a Gemara in Chulin that their lives are tully, that chayeim of his wife and kids are tully alecha. He says that the job of the man is to bring simcha to the house. He doesn't quote, I always quote the Rambam of Oster La'atzeh for husband. And he says the person should stand outside their house for a moment and think, this is the uvda. He always gives like the practical thing to do. And he says, just stand outside your house and think how they're going to bring encouraging words. I think for Bachem it's a tremendous thing to practice, tremendous. If I had to say something, that's an Indian of Chesed, that's such a general Indian of Chesed, it's such Chesed, you know, we always use the Chesed as action, as a certain action. And the same vada Victor Miller brings, that somebody gives stuck, he brings the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Ches, somebody gives stuck a Tani and gets 6 brachas. If you say a nice word, you get 11 brachas. He says, if it's Gemara Baba Basra Daf Ches, that it's much more valuable, emotional chesed is much greater than physical chesed. So last week we spoke about chesed, the greatest chesed is the emotional chesed. He doesn't say in this vada, but elsewhere, Victor Miller says, the pasuk in Vayechi, the pasuk says, Luben Shinayim Chalav, which the Gemara Darshan's white teeth is better than milk. Smiling at somebody, caring for his emotional needs, greater than handing a milk. Sometimes better than the physical thing you give the ani is the Shalom Aleichem. Ah, it's good to see you. The warmth, the warmth. Here, what it's gay is to be that type of person, to be a Lashon Chacham and Marpeh type of person. A person whose words are healing, are soothing. And a person can make himself such a person. The person, I'm the pessimistic type. That's very cheap and poor, as if he's like no control over himself. I'm the negative type. Nobody should be the yesh baita, the person who every expression is kematka his cherev like swords. That person you should somehow muzzle his mouth shut. Let him quiet. Every word he said is like negative. Anytime you're around, he just knows he has a knack of bringing down mood. We should train ourselves to encourage ourselves to learn how, not to just say this is not my personality, to learn how to be a soothing person. L'shoyin chacham emarpeh. I think there's an Indian of Chesed that's one of the most important in Yom Chesed, the Marbam Basu, that the words that he says to Ani is more important than the physical action, Leben Shinayim Echalon, the smile greater than the milk. The emotional need of the person counts more than the physical need. And I think in a marriage, you know, the Miller is going specifically the role of a husband. Now, certainly, Bachem are before that age, most of us, some of us before that age. Those of us that are at that age have to practice in our families of bringing up the Matzvah Ruach, bringing the Simcha. The tremendous joy, L'shoyin Chachamah, being uplifter of the spirit. I told this Olam that my son and I went out of town. We met a Yid who's a star in his community. And the whole community looks at my son and asked him, Eitz Zechinach. Now, to me, it's funny because I know the person, to you, you won't appreciate the Yurmashiva, but the person's a very... The suit's always spotless, exact opposite of me. Just spotless suit. A very stoltzy, proper, everybody in the city, like, he walks into. He's a very hushed, upstanding, proper person, very special, entire person. All his kids are hushed. And your son of Shine asked him if some of his tricks. He said that all chinuch is the stress in the home, there's bad kids. Yossi was late, he said, I've heard that from you about 1,000 times, Kalish. This Yid said that all chinuch is the stress in the home, the kids are bad. And he said it was hilarious. So Yossi and I were rolling, or his son and I were rolling to hear this. Because he said when he walks home, you have to picture the Yid goes stoltzy, very... He walks into a room, he's a sharp person, he's a presence. He said he comes home, he turns on music, and he dances with his kids. To picture a sight, it's like picturing the most hushy person you know in pajamas. It's like, doesn't fit the person. But he said he gets home once in a while, he turns on music, and starts dancing around with his kids, jumping around the house. This is Nekuda, L'shoyin Chacham Marpeh.